No problem.
I don't want to mention the show. That's that sounds sick, though.
Okay, you need that, whatever.
Extra echo, you know. Yo, what's going on, people? You're now locked into another episode of Your Comments. This is the episode where we read out your comments on the previous episode. So last episode... Whoa. This guy's childish, bro. Last episode, we had Gracious K. And we basically touched on the J. Cole, Drake, and Kendrick saga that's been going on as of recent. As you know, episode 402, part one, we spoke about our thoughts on the J. Cole diss track. Which track was better? Words having power. Do you need hate in your heart or malice to go at someone in a rap beef? Do we mention Frank Ocean in the debate? And was it an album roller in regards to J. Cole? And also the big three. So our poll, basically, just to give you context, if you haven't listened to episode 402, context is J. Cole dropped a diss track called 7 Minute Drill and then decided to pull it from streaming services and apologize. So we were wondering whether this is something that would affect his, I guess, his presence in the genre of hip hop and rap, and whether he can come back from this. The poll says, can J. Cole come back from this? 59% said yes, 40% said no. So thoughts on the episode? Rawr! Bear comment. By the way, shout out you lot for getting, for the engagement. You lot are really feeling this episode. And you lot are really engaging with the episodes. So just want to show some love. Some of you have DM'd me saying that I'm reading your names wrong. I'm going to allow Marv to do part two of the comments. So you can get some name wrongs yourself. So I'm going to...
What's man saying over there?
Brother, drop the mic, man. So I'm going to read the comments from episode 402 part one. And then Marv will read episode 402 part two. First comment from Rami Mwamba. All right. He said, the pod shows that it boils down to your taste and who you rate. Gracious K was making some good points, but Marv was dismissing them because he didn't rate the artist as much as others. Great debate, though. Fegs, Lance is right. Drake, Cole, Kendrick were the big three to most of the younger gen age 24 to 30 when it came to rap. All the other names were big, but when it came to just rapping, those were the top three. Nadine Pereira says, I can't lie, Margs, the original fourth shot, would seamlessly replace Keith. Some of my fave episodes feature him.
JC. Yeah, Margs had come on. Margs came on with Smoke. When he came on, it was, remember, he just came in seamless. But you know what it is? That's because us, man, are actual bridgings. Like, I could be with Margs out and it's, I don't feel like, like, you know, when you're with certain people, you're just like, yeah. All right, well, safe, but I'll see you in a bit. you know, you buck up, man, and you're just like, how you been? You cool? Yeah. All right. Cool, man, there you go.
Like, you know what I'm saying? I said, man, there you go. Shot you in a bit. He said, yeah, you shot at no one. JC said, Cole forgot the lyrics to one feature that he hasn't performed in a while. If we're saying that he fell off for that, then you have to speak on Weezy having lyrics on screen when he performs. Yeah, I saw that. Did you see that?
Yeah, but that's different, though, because you're forgetting Lil Wayne dropped 100 tunes in 1 year. Like,
bangers as well.
He must have about 500 songs, yeah? Just for example. You wanted to remember song 104. He probably does, but all he needs to see is, like, he needs to maybe see one line and then he goes off that.
Yeah.
But remember, one line might blur into another song. Even think about Tupac Hail Mary. When 50 Cent and Eminem done it, for a while, when I was rapping it, one time I'll do Tupac's line, then I might remember Eminem and 50's line. I'm like, wait, oh, that's not the right song.
Do you know what? It's an actual talent, though, because just to remember any song, bruv, it's not easy, bro. Like, think about how many times they've listened to the song before they've dropped it.
Yeah.
Before they've dropped it. And that's just one song. They've got albums.
And if you go on tour as well.
Do you know what I'm saying? And think about
when they're banging those songs.
And think about it. They got an album of, like, let's say 18 tracks, but really and truly, they probably submitted 50, bro. And there might be one tune that they proper been rinsing out. They know the lyrics, and all of a sudden the label's like, "Nah, cut that." You're like, "Eh, big man, I've rehearsed that one." So I can understand why they have it, but I guess the idea Lance was kind of pushing was, is this an act? Was J. Cole pretending to forget his lyrics so it pushes that album rollout of The Fall Off? Do you know what I'm saying? That was more what Lance was trying to say, not that he's actually falling off. You get? Kari Jack says, you lot are slightly missing the concept of what the big three is. It's not top three of all time. It's a basketball reference. LeBron, Wade, Bosch, meaning these guys together are running the league now. Yeah. I mean, I hear it, but what we were saying is when it started. But some of you, I'll continue reading.
That's what it was. It was more about when it started, because people were saying they've been top three for 10 years. In my opinion, and remember, we were talking about it from 2012, maybe because our years were a bit off. Because technically speaking, we were talking about from 2012, but that's not 10 years. 2014 is from 10 years.
Yeah.
We were arguing from like 2015, that conversation was being had around that time-ish. But before that, it was just, that what for me anyway, that weren't the big three I was hearing about. You always hear about, is Jay-Z still got it? Is Jay-Z still the top? Kanye's here, this person's here. People are releasing like little pockets, but for me, I wasn't thinking these were the top three. I remember people saying Drake wasn't even in it like that because he sings too much. He's not a real rapper.
Exactly. Yeah.
Raps turning soft.
Yeah.
These singing people. Do you know what I'm saying? And then it was kind of like, then Kendrick, as Lars was saying, was a bit more the alternative. Like, if you love rap, that
he's
might be
bringing
your
it back.
guy.
Yeah.
J. Cole was always in the middle. He was like the quiet kid, but right, he's all right, you know.
Yeah.
But Drake had the affiliation of Wayne, Birdman, Young Money, little Nicki Minaj. So Drake was in your face, like, oh, right, this brother is. You know what I'm saying? And he went from the hook, man.
Drake was in your face, yeah. Say nothing. Our Court says great episode, but when you man were talking about To Pimp a Butterfly, you didn't mention All Right, which is a big tune. 4 or 5. Other good album cuts. Project may not be for everyone. Decent though. That's fair. Dante says these men are riding Drake on a Diddy vibe. Gracious analysis was spot on. Their man have been the big three for time. Double XL magazine dropped and discussed the new gen, and for their gen, they were the big three. Fablo
that's what
said,
I'm saying, but for their gen, and that's what I'm trying to say. Like this argument is because
generation
keeps saying for it's what I'm saying. Everyone keeps saying for their gen, but where? When does their gen end? When does their gen start? I mean, when does that gen end and start? Do you know what I'm saying? Does that make sense? Because
And also like, you got to remember, yeah, some listeners, like, remember, we're still listening to Santana, Cameron, Jeezy, even if it's the old catalog. We're not really paying attention to who you lot, the new gen, are calling big three. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, even for example, today, the new rappers that are coming up, who are they? So it sucks. There might be a new big three. I have no idea who they are until they reach a point of stardom, and then I'll start listening to them. And about someone might say, "Yeah, but we've been listening to my man 5 years ago." All right, cool.
But technically speaking, but that's what I said. That remember what I said about NBA YoungBoy, and the same way that man will like, "Ah," it's the same way man can say we're doing that to Kendrick.
Yeah.
Because ideally, NBA YoungBoy, would you say Dirk? NBA YoungBoy, Dirk.
They're not in the same class.
No, but you know, but I'm talking in terms of like who the youngers were listening to at a point in time in terms of the American rap.
Oh yeah, Gunna, like, Little Baby.
You know what I'm saying? Like then you got Playboi Carti and them man over there.
Yeah.
Idris is mad though.
Travis. Yeah, that's where fishnets and thongs and that. Yeah, hold tight his thing though. Fabulo says, yeah,
hold tight his thing.
What? Yeah, as in, yeah. I was going to turn on the mic. Fabulo says, yeah, Taser Bob, this is a bad take. Kendrick, Cole, and Drake have always been big three, and it's been like that for the past 10 years. Marv's dislike for Kendrick is skewing his argument majorly. Yeah. A lot of people are getting out to you, say you don't like Kendrick. Well, go on, bro.
What the fuck? Fuck off, man. just fuck off. Like, because I don't listen to a man like that. Like, I'm skewed. I'm not skewed because, remember, the same argument that you're saying for Kendrick, I can say you're doing for Drake.
But they're calling you...
You hate Drake.
Yeah, but they say you're riding, man.
But I've never, my thing is this, I've never read Drake because when Pusha
Hey,
T.
you don't need to fight your case, bro. You ain't gotta fight your case.
You said grabbing Playboy Carti's tink.
I never said grabbing. What are you doing? I never said that.
You said grabbing Playboy Carti's tink.
You're moving bad.
You are moving insane.
CP says, just wanted to say Arsenal's going to lose to Bayern. Hold that, Marv. And Klopp's 10-year run ends with a meaty Carabao Cup. Bro, why didn't man come on spoke, bro? Jesus. Anyway,
violent, you know?
The game's today anyway, so we'll find out. T Junior says, I can't find an episode where you man talked about the best places to go with Manny for a night out. I'm going for the first time for my birthday. Can you man give me some suggestions for the man then? Bub, go to yours, blood. That's what you need to do.
Yours Boulevard.
Yeah, depending on what day you go, but yours should be a good shout. BD96 says, good episode. I think Marv's missing the point about the big three, though. Taze, ask Marv what he thinks about the potential big three in America. No. Not doing that. He's trying to get me. He's the same guy. It's the same guy. He tried to get me again. No, bro. I just clocked. No, no. Let's move on. Glover, Marv, you don't know ball. Blonde was a masterpiece. Sit back down. Marv probably thinks 112 still released music. Oh, Libby.
Shit this. Absolutely like, shit this.
Like Rosé.
What did I say? I said that, and remember you said it's not Blonde. I said, oh, my bad, whatever.
Yeah, it's endless.
I said that, endless. There's two albums he released that were cold, but he's got about two albums. But there's one album he released just to get out of his deal. The album was garbage. And it's true. That's what I said. And also, and another thing I said about Frank Ocean was that he's not mentioned in the R&B debates. He's a legend in terms of his album. That album is bad, but man are not saying Chris Brown, Usher,
Jacquees, and Frank Ocean.
No one's saying Frank Ocean, bro.
Ola Deji says, are we talking about top three artists or top three MC? I think you lot are discussing different things. Okay. Yeah. Simple C says, the big three definitely started from 2015 when they all dropped their respected second or third album. After Kendrick dropped To Pimp a Butterfly, J. Cole dropped Forest Hill Drive, and then Drake dropped, if you're reading this, it's too late.
Exactly. And that's what we're saying. From them times, then it was like, all right, cool.
And those were rapping albums.
Since 2012, in my opinion, or 2014, 13, I don't think it was from that early.
Pascal 89 says there definitely was talks about big three of the new gen in 2014 and even before that. Hold tight, Gracious, because he was talking sense. Myers
I swear, Taze, but people are not making sense.
The big three
of the new gen. That's not the big three then.
You can't do this for...
Nah, because I'm getting mad, bro.
Remember, they all listen to the same episode. So they're just sharing their...
I'm getting mad.
What is Mike, man? Let me get through the comments, man. Maya says, the way you guys, Marv in particular, brush off valid arguments and talk over your guests sometimes is mad. The counter argument never hits as hard
Start
as...
Start your podcast, then. Had enough of this shit. Pissing me off, bro.
Hollywood Murphy says, them day there, Skepta, Wiley and Dizzy was the big three. YBN Toye says, Lance always has arguments when he's on the pod. Is man okay? LOL.
Lance didn't screen grab that one and put it in the group, did he?
I lie. Kareem 96 says, listen, after these diss tracks, I get why Cole bowed out. It's getting bloody. I'm getting anxiety listening to all these records.
Do you know the thing is, I can see, it kind of makes sense now because Cole's on a vibe of...
I was just shadow boxing.
I was joking with you. I was fooling y'all. Those are just jokes. He's going to really try to take each other's heads off. And he's like, I'm not in it for that. But at the same time, he should have just not released a diss in the first place and just said, you man, I'm not involved. I like you both.
He thought it was shadow boxing. And then he got slapped and he said, you know what, you man? About...
No, but then Kendrick rag him. You better take that thing up, nook.
Hey,
Mr.
Innit says, J. Cole is a scrook. His fans need to stop making excuses for him. Rap is a competitive sport. Can't be apologizing, talking about I can't sleep. Cole's not even top three either, Ross. JP says...
Chip said that you need to... He said, when you're involved in beef, he said that if you ain't been in it, don't talk on it like that. And he's like, when you're in it, it's a different thing. When you know a man's coming for your head or anything you've done in life wrong or whatever, like someone could highlight. He said it's long to be in beef. Only certain people are built for it. So J. Cole is not on that.
Oh, okay,
Just
cool.
because
Fair
what to prove I'm a rapper, I've got to say
enough.
something
Get
mad because
personal
you're
on
going to
that.
say something mad to me.
Yeah, it's true. I remember these men get personal. I've seen, listen, like I said, I've watched battle rap, but these men get personal. Man's in your face saying, your daughter's a hoe. But she's 2 years old, bro. What are we doing here? Chill
Man,
out, man.
I see into the future, nigga.
Hey, JP says the big three. Big three was the biggest three of that generation that started in 2008 to 2010. They set pace, dropped classics, and then rose to the top of rap over the years. You lot's timeline is mad. But anyway, M Town says one of the worst music debates I've listened to. We're talking about 2024's Big Three, and man started arguing about Jay-Z, Mad, and Wayne. Jesus Christ, I feel for Lance. Okay. David OA says, not gonna lie, Marvin Tays have no idea what they're talking about. Everyone in NA knows the top three for the majority of the last decade was them. Jay, Wayne are different, not considered as part of this group. Wherever you lot are having this debate, keep having it, man. Jay K Joe says the hip hop man said I'm a hip hop historian like LeBron James. Who said that? Did you say that?
Nah, Lance said hip hop story, remember? We started laughing.
Oh, Pabs, Mars music takes are always rubbish. LOL. Then Taser gets influenced by some of it. Then Taser gets influenced by some of it at some point during the debate. I've noticed, yeah, all of you man that leave these comments don't have your profile pictures up. Just the observation. Real always wins. They've been called the big three for the past best part of a decade since their debut album, number one in their class. First week sales, touring numbers have been everywhere, have been anywhere near the three. Travis, Future are close now. Oh, basically, Cole, Kendrick, and Drake have been called the big three when you take in their first class sale, first week sales, their touring numbers, and the other two that's close to them is Future and Travis. Benjamin says, how are you saying Cole, Kendrick, Drake weren't considered as the big three when we've always compared them to themselves and each other for over a
Haven't always,
decade.
that's my point. You haven't always compared them to themselves. Like, when? You haven't always compared them to themselves. That's my point. That it's not like we haven't been doing this for 10 years.
Maybe they have. We haven't. Maybe they have.
Maybe, but the people 10 years ago were not the big three, Drake. No, brother. It
Yeah.
wasn't.
Mweki says Cole has sent hella subliminals to Kendrick over the years. He definitely isn't innocent. Maybe he hasn't had a real issue, but he's definitely added him a def many times if you listen to his tunes. Dejon says Marv Taze are confusing being active with being the best 10 years ago. Drake had Nothing Was the Same, Kendrick Good Kid Mad City, and Cole Forest Hill Drive all considered career defining. Jay-Z was washed.
But
Okay.
what year was that album? What year was that? 2015, right?
But I don't know, but it's around that time. Afoti Tetra says Lance was right, but he tried. Mr. T, another hip hop convo where Marvin Tays show their deluded and clueless takes, must be the only two individuals I've ever heard so out of touch with the big three talk, Pele. Do you know what's so mad? Man don't care, bro. That's the, no. You see this big three talk that everyone's arguing, yeah? Man don't care when I joined in. I listen to the music, I enjoy the music. Man's not debating
And
who's
the
the best. I already even listened to the song.
maddest thing is, then no one's stop this, stop lying to yourself. Then no one's big three, bruv. I'll be honest with you. If you're a Kendrick fan, yeah, Drake's
You're not
not your
really
big three.
Drake. Yeah.
If you're a Drake fan, potentially Kendrick's most probably not in your big three.
So
If
the
you're a
debate.
J. Cole fan, then maybe both of them might be in your big three because of the way
Yeah.
J. Cole raps. But generally speaking, like as this you said. I ain't heard no Kendrick songs in Bagatelle or
But ain't chilling with the babes and playing Kendrick, bro.
Sumo San. I ain't heard, man. Sexy Fish ain't playing Kendrick, bro.
You see, they play I got loyalty.
Not playing that, bro. That's what I'm saying. When I go to Miami, or go to Dubai, or I'll go to Houston, Atlanta, I'm
You
not
hearing
hearing
Kendrick?
Kendrick, bro, when I'm
Sweat
smoking
down.
shit.
You said, I am a sinner. He's probably gonna sin again. Lord, forgive me. I said,
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
I'm not hearing that. Hold up, drank. Shut up, drank. I'm not hearing that in there. I hear Whitney Houston, though.
Hey, WTT17 says, Cole can make dope music, but he can never be at the table of with those true MCs. Hip-hop is competitive, and he kicked himself out of the conversation. Ben O says, Marvin Tay is moving like Nunes and Gakpo this episode. Jesus. T. Okuyedi says, Lance is speaking the most sense. The fact that Marvin Tay's Fought Poetic Justice was on the Damn album is bad in itself. You guys' analysis is so off. Man. You can't even, you can't even get this.
I've heard the song before, what? Because I don't remember what album it's on. Come on. Do you see this thing, yeah?
Can with I read Kendrick. The comments, bro? Can I read
I'm comments? Tired, man. You see this thing with Kendrick fans, yeah? Kendrick fans, like, we all tell a photographic memory of an artist I don't really listen to. Allow me, blood. Even Drake, I might get an album wrong that it's like, what song's that on?
Yeah.
I've heard the song.
Some people are walking with the track list here, bro. It's mad. Don DeLito says, more music take episodes. Love. This guy, 93, says they were competing from the start. Oh, brother, what are you talking about? Cole signed to Jay-Z, Drake signed to Wayne, Kendrick to Dr. Dre, the previous pillars of hip-hop, the Young G's. All three had big heights before their first album. I ain't going to lie to you. Man, don't remember.
Don't remember that at all, blood.
Fuck, come on, man.
Red winner. What's it, hold on. Signed to Dre. Did he?
Yeah, Aftermath. L.A., Compton. Breadwinner Amaru says, I'm not...
Yeah, but it wasn't official, like, when The Game done it or when Eminem done it. You saw Dre in the back,
what you say? Dr. Dre went sure.
But like, even Busta Rhymes, I saw Busta Rhymes signed to Aftermath. I heard about that one. Kendrick got the... Here's your contract.
Hey, Breadwinner Amaru says, I know y'all ain't looking to replace Keith, but Lance would be the perfect addition. Lord Zach says, for as long as they've been relevant, Kendrick, Drake, and Cole have been the big three of their era. There's a Wale interview with Charlemagne where he asked a question relating to this over 5 years ago. So hold on a second. Hold on. Let me just throw this in the works, yeah? So no one thought that Big Sean, Wale, Meek Mill were in that conversation.
Don't mind them, bruv. Because when Meek Mill was bringing out Dream Chasers and their mixtapes were going off, yeah?
And man,
hold on, wait a minute. Yo, I was, but Meek was like, when he come, what was it called? I'm a Boss with them tunes. When Meek came out on flames.
And he was under
MMG was under with wasn't that?
Yeah. So I'm just saying, that's what I was listening to. Future, Young Thug, all of these. There's even 2 Chainz. I'll throw 2 Chainz in there. Like it was bubbling. I'm not saying that these are the man that were in the debate of big three. I'm saying there wasn't a big three conversation then. We were just listening to their music.
I think them men were highly respected and there was like, yeah, these lot potentially could be the ones that go on, but it's same way potentially Big Sean was lyrically one of the best as well.
Mm. He still is though.
No, he is, but I'm just saying as in, but the problem is in terms of career-wise and album sales and whatever, he hasn't translated to what you thought he would be to now, which is cool. Whereas Cole, Kendrick, Drake have. But then that's what people are saying. It's like, nah, we were only talking about these three brothers 10 years ago and no one else. That's a lie.
Chris says, Marvin, Blonde is Frank Ocean's best album. I think you're talking about Endless. It's the visual album, Apple Music, which he dropped the day before Blonde. Yeah, that's what we're talking about. Daniel Osai says, the way Marv played Hit 'Em Up to explain what era Suge Knight is from was perfect timing. Darren Carmichael says, you lot are really showing your age with this debate with Lance. Just because you two are not aware of the big free conversation doesn't mean it didn't happen. Also, Lance's football analogy was spot on. That's the first comment I've agreed with. The Life of Jam says, the song that J. Cole and Bass made, which J. Cole forgot the lyrics of, is an old tune that they did together. The song is even on FIFA 19. You can't tell me he didn't want to perform the tune. Vino Brown says, in 2013 to 2015, the top three, we meant the three of our generation, Drake, Kendrick, Cole. Wayne was stuck with his deal and hadn't dropped for years. Hov and Ye weren't included because they were legacy acts, especially Hov. Okay.
Why would they be legacy? But you see this conversation here? There's no point having it now because the way I understood it, I can't talk for Taser, but the way I understood it, yeah, was in 2012, 13, we were saying these were the big three in rap in general, not of their generation, not of that school, in rap in general. These were the three names that we were saying, these are the big three. That's why I was like, no, we weren't. But if you want to say the biggest three of their freshman class or the biggest three of that period, all right, cool.
Yeah.
But in my opinion, I heard 2012, yo, who's the big three of rap? Yo, Drake, Kendrick, and J. Cole. No, bro. No.
Yeah, that's fair.
That's how I see it anyway.
Raymond says, fair enough. There may not be a conversation about the big three back then, but like the comments are saying, Lance is right about them being the big three at that time, removing the Ye, Hove, and Wayne. Eventually, we're all agreeing. Trey Noir Tattoo says, I can't lie, the man on the pod never really spoken highly of Cole or Kendrick anyway, claiming your second shit put to sleep. Sorry, your second shit put niggas to sleep, but they gassed it, is not a lie, is wild. Ash, end of 2014, Cole released Forest Hill Drives, and less than a year later, him and Kendrick both released Black Friday. They were being spoken about as top three back then. Sai says, if a certain man can still be referred to as the king of R&B, I think Cole will be fine in the long run. As fans and humans, we're all guilty of being fickle. Russell says, listening to Hit Him Up in the gym will have you lifting weights you have no business even attempting. Pop Sky says, I'm with Lance on this top three topic. As Cole says, we're the big three, present tense, not 10 years ago. Jay Dome says, yeah, Taze and Marv don't get it. Lance is correct. Jay, Wayne, and Ye are not in the Cole, Kendrick, and Drake's era. In the last 10 years, everybody who knows nobody has been close to those three. J1 says, people forget how disrespectful Tupac Hit 'Em Up was. A man really said, don't one of y'all got sickle cell or something? Even at the end of the song, my man was screaming with vim. Jesse Osai says, I've clocked Taser and Drake are Drake stands. And Sam Hilbert says, Drake is taking too many shots from all angles from the rap scene. It will probably make Diddy jealous. Jesus Christ. That was a low blow.
What was the poll? Did you read the poll? You didn't read the poll, that.
I did read the poll.
Oh, come on, I just missed it.
Shall I do episode 2? Because it sounds like you're not even prepared, Ruby.
I don't mind. What is episode 2 again?
Episode 2, does this apology damage the genre? So we spoke about, has hip-hop just become entertainment? Whether 6ix9ine can still do shows? Do you like dark humor? We spoke about the movie Indecent Proposal and what we would do if we were in that scenario. So, Indecent Proposal... Would you let someone sleep with your husband or wife for £1 million? 18% said yes, of course. 81% said no, never.
I just voted. So it's yes, of course, is 19%. No, never is 80%.
I don't know what's going on. That scenario is crazy to me, man. I'm not going to lie to you. It's not even a joke. Let me just go through these comments because there's a lot of them, though. CH Ray says Cole apologizing could never damage hip hop and rap, it only damages his own legacy. Quabena says Marv doesn't fuck with Kendrick at all, lol. Man didn't even say one positive thing about him in either parts. Marv just picked
that's
the side.
That's a lie because when you said about Poetic Justice, whatever, I said yeah, Tunes, that's a big album, so stop lying, man, listen back.
Oladeji says Lance is right, the considered top three MCs for at least 6 years has been Drake, Kendrick, and Cole. The terminology has changed to big three, not top three MC, and that seems to be the sticking point. Abu says, Gracious forwarded to say his point without interruption. Hold on. Simple C says, Lance was near enough right. I don't think Taze and Marv really listen to rap like that outside of Drake and Future. I'm 24 now, and everyone around my age crowned these guys the big three. JD says, Kendrick won just because of the J. Cole apology alone. We'll see what Drake replies with. Drake duppied Meek, but Pusha put him in a spliff, so at the moment he's 1-1. By the way, I think all of this, was this all before the... No, it can't have been.
What's that?
These comments were before Drake's diss or after.
Some of them are a mix. Drake's diss came out on Saturday, innit?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
It's supposed to be Friday, and I think it came out either Friday night or... Yeah, Friday into Saturday morning, innit? So some of these comments would be after.
Okay. JC says, I'm confused. What did Kendrick say about Cole for Cole's diss not to be as good as Kendrick's? Ibrahim said, Hit Him Up is the best disrespectful track, stands alone, gave answer and showed is working. Xenos247 says, Cole apologizing is bad for him, not hip hop. If it does turn out to be a marketing or set up for the Fall Off album, it's not worth the blowback that he's been getting to do it. Pause. YBN Toye says, Skepta is the David Beckham of rap.
I don't know what that means, but I get, actually no, I think I get what he means. It means it's like Skepta is the poster boy. He
Of
is.
rap. Of
Maybe I think he
rap.
talk about you. Maybe he talk about UK rap.
Rap. Brother. Rap. Not grime. Rap.
I think maybe you're forgetting. Forget rap, because we know rap, innit. We know the difference between grime and rap. People in other countries might just be
Oh,
like,
all right, cool, fair
what rap
enough.
artist are over there? I heard of Skepta, and so I think what he means is, for example, Skepta was in Coachella the other day. So
Yeah, true,
any
true.
American is looking at Skepta like, oh, that's a UK rapper. They're not gonna say UK grime artist,
Oh, yeah,
UK rapper. So I kind of get
true.
what they mean.
Mr. Innit, where's Bats and Gats Lance gone? This Lance is rattling me. It's fans enabling in this foolishness from Cole. Stormzy, 6ix9ine, Gunna, etc. Ruining the genre. What? I'm confused.
I get a gunner
Manderson.
and 6ix9ine, but what do you say? Is it Stormzy?
It's a J. Cole, Stormzy. I think when, because Stormzy didn't reply to Chip. So Cole
Okay.
apologizing, Stormzy not replying to Chip, 6ix9ine
But
obviously snitching, and Gunna snitching.
someone did reply to Chip.
No, he didn't. Not tune wise.
Oh, he's out of the yard, and the manager's like, "What are you doing?" Is I said, "Yeah, tell me that's a clean pass."
You're dumb. Madison Cussey says, "Oi, Lance showed us how he gets down with his intellectual discussion and views. I hereby announce him as the replacement shot. The new name of the pod should be Two Shots of Palm Wine and One Eddie Abu Egg." Dumb. Kofi27 says, "Excellent episode. The MJ talk was brilliant. The Big Three talk was brilliant. Get gracious on the show more." Liz, LOL at Angel Investor.
Yeah, Lance came through different.
No, Margs.
Did I say
Wanga
Mars came
says,
through different?
you said Lance.
Oh, my bad.
Wanga says the track listing on this episode was cold. Frank
Come
Kofi
on.
says another episode Marv dropping, and I hear what you're saying, but it's never I hear that. No Flexi O3.
I change that. I change that. I hear that, but.
No Flexi O3 says, yeah, hurry up and get Margs in here. I can't lie. Marina says, I really enjoyed this whole music connoisseur vibes of the episode. Lovely stuff. Impossible not to frown and bump your head to the beat of Hit 'Em Up and like that. Don DeLito says, no one expected it to be violent. J. Cole's been throwing jabs for a while, claiming to be the best, but then when he fought in his weight class, he bowed out. Nobody would let it slide if Drake did this. Very true. Victor Gomez says, that like that beat when it comes on. Oh my God. Lord Zach, I can tell Marks is making money now because a man said, this guy is giving money, an angel investor. Mashtown Margs has come a long way. Good to have Lance back. Good dynamic. Cole well, though. M Town says these music takes needs to be on Comedy Central. What Cole done should be judged on an individual basis. 6ix9ine doing shows in Mexico has nothing to do with the culture. You man are killing me. Darren Carmichael says,
No, but
Marvin.
so, but no, but it has a, it does kind of though, because it shows hip hop has changed though.
Hip hop
Because
has changed a lot.
if this was 15 years ago, and with DMX, Nas, 50, whatever, and you've got a man who gets dissed, makes a diss and apologizes, he can't rap again.
Yeah.
Or a
Look
man
at Ja,
snitches to come back into the scene, and man are going to work with him.
but look at Ja Rule. Ja Rule's still struggling, bro. 50s,
And he
did
didn't even
he?
do, he
He
didn't
didn't even
even
do
do
that. He
nothing.
didn't even do that. 50 just finished, man. You know what the man did? You know what the man says? All right, cool. I lost the beef, but here's my album. No one cares, bro. It's peak, bro.
Yeah.
Man's still living
If
off
fifth,
Living It Up and oh, he does Living It
and
Up.
the thing is, I've said it, 50 made you not, 50 made you pick a side without even meaning to.
That's what Drake kind of did with Meek for a period, where beef now is if you're able to change the perception of how you see someone. So now Meek, anything Meek does is seen as a neat, but you see his new project, yeah? It's actually cold. His new album is actually cold.
But that's the issue though. I feel like a lot of the time with people, how they really feel about someone comes through in what they do. So for me, for example, obviously I'm a Drake fan, whatever. But if Drake released a diss and it was rubbish, I'd admit and I'll be like, I'm disappointed, you know? The diss is crap. Where some people are not, some people, Drake's diss is cold, but man are saying Rick Ross is better. What world are you living in, bro? Rick
But
Ross's diss was garbage.
the brother
The
who
best
said
bit was
that,
him talking at the end.
the brother who said that in our group chat has been mute for the past 4 hours, bro. He
I
knows
said,
he got
I said,
flogged.
I said, send me the line, send me one or two lines that made you go, oh.
he's still listening.
He's going to the other groups, yo, you man. These men are saying, what line? Send me a line. Garbage. Hey. Calling him a white boy. What? My thing is this. If you're calling him, could even Poet, I don't know if you saw the tweet of me and Poet was like, something, something, cool, COOL, and Cajun separately, obviously, whatever. Satin, satin. I said, but the line, I said, Poet, this song is garbage. The reason why it's garbage is because this boy now you're calling a white boy, when you're making tracks with man, you didn't care about him being a white boy.
Yeah, it's true.
There was no issue before. So that's like me and you doing, working with Keith, for example, and Keith saying, nah, man, I want to work with them dirty Nigerians. So for 7 years, we were cool Nigerians.
Now we're dirty.
Now we're dirty Nigerians. Like, man, hearing that, that says more for you because that means that you have a you can work with someone you have a problem with because just for the, like I'm saying.
It's like when a babe's is with a man for a couple of years and then when they break up with him, you didn't even wash your boxes anyway.
But Yeah, hold your boxes. The woolly was small, but then we were sampling this small woolly for 2 years.
I lied. Brushing your teeth with it and all that. What's going on?
The raw. Brushing your teeth with it.
Hey. Darren Carmichael says, Marvin Tays listened to 06 Jeezy. No way can you expect them to have a solid opinion about the big three. They don't even know man's discography like that and the impact it had in 20. What impact are you not? I was there. What impact are you not talking about? Please. Because I'm still here.
But the thing is, we're having conversations with people. We're having conversations with people that were 15 when these tunes hit, bro. When these tunes hit, you weren't even raving.
That's the impact he said you was in school.
Brother, like, and there's no disrespect to you, man. If you were in school, whatever, that's fine. But you can't, for example,
say impact.
That's like me saying the impact that Hit 'Em Up had or certain Biggie songs. I wasn't old enough to experience it. You know what I'm saying? I was listening to it for the beats. I was listening to it for the lyrics. Whereas when Drake and Kendrick and these men were dropping songs, I was at age, I was like, I can consume it. I understand what these men are talking about. I've lived this.
Also,
I'm an adult.
Also, we're going to talk about on the next episode, yeah? But, bruv, there's a lot of references that's gone over our heads because I'm looking back at videos where they're talking about, okay, Kendrick on this tune sent for Drake. Brother, it's not a bait Kendrick tune. So I know you lot are wassing. There's certain J. Cole songs where you're saying, he threw jabs at Kendrick or he threw jabs at Drake or whatever. Brother, these tunes were the B cuts, B side. You lot didn't know this. You lot are only saying this now. So allow us, man. Allow us. King Lou 15 says, need Margs up here. More often, Sirius says, hilarious as always. Marvin, the soundbites always has me creasing. And Lance was there for a good guest appearance, even though he's you lot's brethren. Daniel says, what? Oh, when you play the bashment wheel. Amar Pusai says, I would put a bag on Kendrick winning this beef. They don't rap the same. There's a lot of goofy dogs from Disney, bums with a check, Nike, bread, nigga, bum. Yeah, that line was cold still. Bleach Afro says, best diss track. NWA real niggas and an Ice Cube clapping back with no Vaseline, in my opinion. That's a man showing his age, boy. Russell says, I agree with Marv. J. Cole would have been better off just not replying at all and no one would have really cared. Dropping a tune and apologizing, then deleting it. Better be promo, because damn. Gatti says, good episode. Bring back Harry Pinero and Young Philly on an episode. Yeah, the man will forward soon. All right, there's less than a minute. Should I start again? There's only like seven. There's seven comments left.
Well, just read as many as you can and then just say everyone's safe, but we're going to read the last couple comments and then when it cuts out, it cuts out.
All right, cool. So take care, everyone. Obviously, listen to the next episode. I'm going to read two more and when it cuts out, it cuts out. Deepa Bam says, nah, Marv gassed me with that vibes tune. Pull up. Matt says, the most misquoted quote ever. People always miss the love of money is the root of evil. When it's your wife, no money can allow that backhand worthy violation of a question. Great episode, though. Mark, imagine if Chip said sorry to Bugsy. Hip-hop is a joke that could never run in the UK scene. J. Cole tarnished his name. Kofi says, Marv, you're bringing mental health into hip-hop. I'm crying. Marv is not wrong, though. You got to be